Good morning. It's 9 a.m. I'm Raoul Breaux, and this is the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you for the next 4 hours. We're going to start off with some Chicago blues artists from the decade of the 1990s, two very well-known artists. First off, we've got Billy Branch from 1994, Branch on blues harp and vocals, covering a tune that brought Tony Joe White a lot of fame.
Get down south so much there, so I want to tell you a little bit about this so you'll understand what I'm talking about. See, down there, they got this little plant that grows out in the field in the woods, and it looks sort of like a turnip green. But the people down there pick it up, and they take it home, and they eat it. It's called poke salad. Now, listen, boy, pay attention. I said poke salad, all right? But I knew this little girl, man, she was fine as the day was long. And every day around supper time, she'd go out there in the woods, just pick a great big bag full of it. And she'd take it home and it'd happen for supper. But I'm gonna tell you the truth, they didn't have much else. They were happy. They made it, man. They didn't complain. Yes, indeed. I want a bit of that poke salad now myself. Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, there lived a little girl, I swear to the world, made the alligators look tame. Poke salad, Annie. Poke salad, Annie. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause the mama was working on the chain gang. That's a mean, vicious woman, y'all. Every day before supper time, she come down to my truck back, pick her a mess of poke salad, carry it home in a tote sack. Poke salad, Annie. Got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause the mama was working on the chain gang. That's a mean, spiteful, straight razor toast mother. Oh, I want a bunch of them. I'm hungry. But daddy was late and no count, claim he had a bad back. All her brothers were fit for stealing watermelons out of my truck patch. Poke salad, Annie. The gators got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause the mama was working on the chain gang. I'm getting hungry. I got to go. Yes, I do. We'll be right back.
said you do. You said you'd treat me right if I was good to you. Not right from the start, I did everything you said, but you fooled around. Let something turn your head, you got me wrong. Oh, baby, you got me wrong. You got me wrong that time, baby. I won't be wrong no more. You sure were weak and puny, and now you're big and fat, and you act like you love me. A bulldog loves a cat. I came home late at night, as hungry as a bear. My dinner was never ready, and you were never there. You got me wrong. Oh, you got me wrong, baby. You got me wrong that time, baby. I won't be wrong.
You Got Me Wrong. Music from Billy Boy Arnold, a track from his disc entitled Back Where I Belong. That one came out on Alligator Records back in 1993, sort of a comeback disc for Billy Boy Arnold. He had performed and recorded with a lot of really great Chicago blues notables back in the 1950s, Howling Wolf, Bo Diddley, and others. And he had a long hiatus as far as really notable recordings were concerned. For quite a long time because of day job he kept. He did tour Europe now and then. But it was nice to see him back in the 90s, and his most recent disc, or at least one of the most recent discs, was a tribute to Big Bill Brunzi that came out a couple of years back and received a lot of airplay on blues radio programs around the country, including this one. Before we heard Billy Boy Arnold, we heard Billy Branch, another Chicago blues artist, Billy, from the disc The Blues Keep Following Me Around. That recorded back in 1990. He did a cover of the Tony Joe White tune Poke Salad Annie. Billy Branch hadn't recorded a new disc in, I think it's been 15 years. He's got a brand new one coming out, though, on Blind Pig Records, something to look forward to. The disc we heard from, The Blues Keep Following Me Around, was recorded at Dockside Studios in Maurice back in 94. We're going to turn to another disc recorded at Dockside, this one in 1996, another Chicago blues artist, this time guitarist and vocalist Melvin Taylor from his disc Dirty Pool. It's the cover of a tune that got Albert King to the number 49 slot on the R&B charts back in 1967. Melvin Taylor with Born Under a Bad Sign. Yeah.
down on the bad side. I'm in down, said sorry in the car. Burn on the bad side. I'm in down, said sorry in the car. Ever since I was 10, my luck and trouble has been my only friend. Born on the bad side, I've been down since I began to crawl. Yeah, if it wasn't for bad luck, you'd only have no luck at all. Born on the bad side, I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, you don't want to have no luck at all. Yes, I'm a bad luck boy. I've been having bad luck all of my days, girl. If it wasn't for bad luck, you wouldn't have no luck at all. Yeah.
Get a job and work real hard, but I just wanna start and profile on the board. was at my beck and call for miles around wearing alligator shoes. They take me anywhere I choose. I want to live the life of ease, doing what I please every day. My act, but words are dirty word to me, and that's a natural fact. They ask me how I do it, what's my secret, what's my trick. I tell them both the most of chumps you know, but me on both the street. I like the five and a half,
like
I want the silk along my back.
I
want to live the life of ease.
Life of Ease, music from the legendary blues band and their Life of Ease album that came out back in 1981. Group consisted at the time of Willie Smith on drums, Calvin Jones on bass, Jerry Portnoy on blues, harp, and vocals. Also, Louis Myers and Pinetop Perkins. Myers on guitar and Perkins, of course, on piano. All these gentlemen had played in the Muddy Waters band, and hence the name the Legendary Blues Band. They split off from Muddy Waters in 1980 because Muddy was his health was in decline, and he wasn't gigging that much. He wasn't touring that much, and these guys needed needed the money, so it wasn't anything against Muddy, but they just had to do it for their own reasons, their own welfare. The Legendary Blues Band. Before we heard the Legendary Blues Band, we heard Melvin Taylor and his Slack Band. Taylor, in fact, was with the Legendary Blues Band back in the 1980s, a little bit later than this particular recording. He toured Europe a bit with Pinetop Perkins and that band back during that decade. We heard Melvin Taylor from the disc Dirty Pool, and again, he recorded at Dockside Studios in Maurice, Louisiana back in 1996. Melvin Taylor did a cover of Born Under a Bad Sign. Melvin Taylor's first recordings were done in France. He, while on tour, he ended up recording for, I believe it was Black and Blue Records at the time. And those recordings, some of them anyway, were later released here in the United States on Evidence Records label, who got the Discs Black and Blue catalog. And back in the, particularly in the 70s, although actually this would go back, this would go back to the time of Sidney Bechet very early on, a lot of American jazz and blues musicians went to Europe and did very well there when at times they weren't doing that well here. Case in point would be during the 1970s when disco was all the rage and blues was definitely not up there on the top charts. We're going to listen to a couple of artists that recorded in France during the 1970s for the Discs Black and Blue label. We're going to turn first to Carrie Smith. She's not all that well known. She was from Georgia originally, sang in a church choir early on, and ended up having much more fame in Europe than she did here in the United States. A really, really fine jazz and blues vocalist. We're going to listen to her recorded back in 1977, along with some great jazz artists, American jazz artists, Doc Cheatham on trumpet, Vic Dickinson on trombone, Hank wasn't on piano on this track, Georgia Vivier on bass, Panama Francis on drums. Here's Carrie Smith from the disc Confessing the Blues doing a cover of a tune that that Bessie Smith recorded many years ago.
Times a day, babe, come and drive my blues away. When you come, be ready to play, do your duty. If you want to have some luck, give your baby your last buck. Don't come working like a dog. Do your duty. Heard you said you didn't love me yesterday, Mrs. Brown. I don't believe a word she said. She's the largest woman in town. Oh, babe, when I need attention at home, just call you on the telephone. Calm yourself, don't send your friend Jones. Do your duty. You got do your duty. If you don't know what it's all about, don't sit around my house and pout till you find your mama chipping out. Do your duty.
This program is sponsored by the Office of Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, now offering anxiety-free sedation dentistry. Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, located at 101 West Marshall Avenue near River Ranch in Lafayette. The number for more information or to schedule an appointment is 406-1110, online at drannlorentz.com.
With my baby, she got great big feet. She long, lean, and lank, and had nothing to eat. But she's my baby, and I love her just the same. Crazy about that woman, cause Caledonia is her name. Caledonia, Caledonia, what make your big ass so hot? Mom, I love you just the same. I'll always love you, cause Caledonia is your name. Thank you. My mama told me to leave Caledonia alone. No kidding, fellas, that's just what she told me. She said, son, don't bother with that woman because she's no good. Leave her alone, leave her alone. But mama never did know what Caledonia was putting out. So I'm going out of Caledonia's house and ask her one more day. Caledonia! Caledonia! What the company just so hard? I love you. I love you just the same. I'll always love you because Caledonia is your name.
Recorded in France back in 1973, Clarence Gatemouth Brown with a rendition of the old Louis Jordan classic from the mid-1940s, Caledonia. He had with him on tenor sax on that track, Ornette Cobb. Really, Cobb was one of the great early R&B pioneers and honking, bar-walking type sax. Before we're hearing Gatemouth, we heard Carrie Smith, also recorded in Europe back in the 1970s. We heard her do a rendition of a tune first recorded by Bessie Smith, Do Your Duty, Carrie Smith from the disc Confessing the Blues. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. For the moment, we're going to turn to the entertainment calendar, look at some of the music going on around the area. Tonight, the Brett Bedreen Band, as well as Blaze Viator, and also Rex Morrow will appear at Artmosphere. Jason Harrington will be at Blue Dog Cafe this evening. The Rayo Brothers, as well as Sassafras Jubilee, play Blue Moon Saloon. Walter Jr. will be at E. Monelli. The Dan DeSandro Trio play the Poor Bar and Winery in River Ranch. Scott Allen Stagg will be at Bizvano's this evening. Jambalaya at Randall's. Kurt Boudreaux at Tokyo Sushi Live tonight and tomorrow night. And the Zigzag Wanderers and Frazzling Derelicts play the Wild Salmon this evening. Tomorrow morning, Terry and the Zydeco Bad Boys play for a Zydeco breakfast at the Café des Amis in Brobridge. Tomorrow afternoon, as is the case just about every Saturday afternoon, is a Cajun Jam at Vermilionville here in Lafayette. Tomorrow evening, Michael Juan Nunez and the American Electric will perform at Artmosphere. Donnie and the Pooldoos play tomorrow night at the Blue Dog Café. And there's a Saints playoff party, and also Sassafras Jubilee will be playing tomorrow night at Blue Moon Saloon. Kevin Nockin is at La Poussière in Brobridge. Also tomorrow night, Jamie Berzos and Cajun Tradition will perform at Liberty Theater in Eunice, and of course KRVS carries that performance live. And Chris Ardwell, Little Nate, and J. Paul Jr. will be performing in the Opelousas Civic Center tomorrow evening. Sunday, there's brunch featuring David Egan at the Blue Dog Cafe. Also on Sunday, Stop the Clock Cowboy Jazz Band will be playing at Feed and Seed in downtown Lafayette from 6 to 9 p.m. Megan Brown and Friends will be at Prejean Sunday. Hubert Mate and the Triangle Aces will be at Vermilionville from 1 to 4 p.m. for a bal de dimanche. Monday night, every Monday night, there's a bluegrass jam at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. Also on Mondays, Dustin Sonia and Keith Blair play The Station. And Tuesday night is Songwriters Night at Artmosphere, Jazz Night at Bizbano's. Wednesday night is the night for a Cajun Jam at the Blue Moon Saloon. And we have music now from, unfortunately, a Louisianian that we just lost, talking about Rockin' Tabby Thomas from Baton Rouge. He's best known for being the proprietor of Tabby's Blues Box for over two decades in Baton Rouge and hosting a lot of wonderful musicians, some great talent and also some developing talent. Tabby Thomas is also the father of Chris Thomas King, who many people know from the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou. Here's the late Tabby Thomas from a disc called Swamp Blues with a number called Nose Wide Open. Tabby Thomas.
One of us have got to change. You got my green bean, got a brand new cane. My little green bean, got a brand new cane. Willie Mars make a happy order, hear my queenie sing. Here in the morning, sometime late at night. Here in the morning, sometime late at night. Will it make me believe that he's treating my queenie right? If I could only get inside that hive. If I could only get inside that hive, will I be double trouble? I'll make somebody cry. She's long gone. Well, my queen bee, I believe she's long gone. Well, I tried everything, but I just can't get home.
From 1963, that was Slim Harpo, recorded in Crowley, Louisiana, J.D. Miller Studio, with, I guess, a follow-up to, March of 57 classic, King Bee. This is My Little Queen Bee, Got a Brand New King. Slim Harpo on vocals and blues harp. He was preceded by Tabby Thomas. Tabby Thomas died New Year's Day in Baton Rouge, and we heard Tabby from a disc called Swamp Blues. He did a number called Nose Wide Open. Tabby, definitely a very, very important component of the history of Louisiana blues, particularly in the latter part of the last century. And as was, of course, Slim Harpo, and we're not going to leave the area of swamp blues yet. We're going to turn next to another gentleman that recorded at J.D. Miller Studio in Crowley, Louisiana in the late 50s and on into the 60s. We're talking about Lazy Lester. Here's Lester with the title track to a disc called I Hear You Knockin'.
I hear you knockin', I hear you callin', I hear you every time you say my name. But it's no use, baby, you're calling all in vain. No use of crying, you did the lying. You tried to cheat, baby, you're to blame. But it's no use, baby, you're crying all in vain. I packed my suitcase, I bought my ticket. It won't be long and I'll be on my way. I'm leaving, yes, I'm leaving.
I'm on three. Sakas Walker, Shelby G. Shaki Bray, say my lord. I won't know if do that through me. Tell you the swap, boo.
Tous les jours, c'est pas la même. That was Carol Fran from a disc called Louisiana Swamp Stomp that came out in 2010. She, of course, recorded that same tune years ago. She's definitely a Gulf Coast classic. David Egan was on piano with her, backing her up on that particular track. David, of course, is going to be playing a brunch at the Blue Dog Cafe this coming Sunday. Often plays Charlie G's on Thursday evenings. A great, great songwriter. But anyway, Carol Fran has a long, long history as a Gulf Coast vocalist and recording artist. She first recorded back in the late 1950s. She was preceded here on KRVS by Lazy Lester, who was also a fine swamp blues recording artist. We heard Lazy Lester do his very well-known I Hear You Knockin'. And we a little bit more Gulf Coast blues for you here on KRVS, this time of a different nature. We're going to Turn two, Buckwheat Zydeco's disc, Lay Your Burden Down, that came out in 2009. Some very modern tracks on this disc. Buckwheat Zydeco, of course, is Stanley Durell, a fine keyboardist and accordion player, played with Clifton Chenier many years ago, and has been a star in his own right for quite a long time. This particular disc got quite a bit of airplay on blues radio programs around the country back in 2009. Here's Buckwheat Zydeco with a title track to Lay Your Burdens Down.
Lay your burden down.
It's heavy.
Yeah.
Lay your burden down.
Ow!
Brother! Can you see the stars in the night? Brother!
Down. Yes, sir.
Ow.
I've been done with. All I do is think of you. I sit and cry, oh, and I sing the blues. I sit and cry, and I sing the blues. Oh, there's no one to call me sweet thing. I sit and cry, oh, and I sing the blues. I sit and cry, and I sing the blues. And gone. Broken hearted and lonesome too. I sit and cry and I sing the blues. I sit and cry, oh, I sing the blues. I sing on the blues. Oh, I sing on. I sing on the blues.
Buddy Guy from 1967, I Cry and Sing the Blues. Buddy having gotten his start on a Baton Rouge blues scene back in the 1950s with Rafe O'Neill's band. He went up to Chicago in the latter part of that decade, and by the early 60s, by the late 50s, he was recording for Cobra Records. By the early 60s, he was with Chess. Before we heard Buddy Guy here on the Blues Box, we heard Buckwheat Zydeco from the disc Lay Your Burden Down. Buckwheat did the title track. Again, that disc came out in 2009 and scored nicely on a lot of the blues charts. Warren Haynes was a special guest on guitar on that particular track, the title number again, Lay Your Burden Down. And we have a tune next that Buddy Guy also recorded in 1967. During the same month, he recorded I Cry and Sing the Blues. He recorded this number under the title Going to School. It was recorded in the 80s by Stevie Ray Vaughan as Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Had a little lamb. His face was white as snow, yeah. Everywhere the child went, you know the lamb was sure to go, yeah. He followed her to school one day and broke the teacher's rule. What a time did they have.
that day at school.
Tisket, tasket, baby. A green and yellow basket. Sent a letter to my baby. On my way, I passed it.
Stevie Ray Vaughan from the disc Dirty Pool. Again, Mary Had a Little Lamb, a number first put to, into the blues vernacular by the great Buddy Guy. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. KRVS is supported by listeners like you that keep us on the air with annual contributions. We'd like to thank all of you out there who have been participating in our fun drives and at times just signing up online. And those of you who are not members, we hope you'll consider becoming a member. You can do it securely online at krvs.org. Pledge your financial support to help us stay on the air. We're going to break for the news with NPR. That is coming up at 10:01. We'll be back at 10:06 and have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. A lot of music to get to. Don't forget, after this program at 1 o'clock, stay tuned for American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. That's followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. Here's James Cotton on Blues Harp to take us up to news time with a little number called High Compression. The news is next with NPR.